Well, a couple of things, Tom. The momentum going into the fall is actually improving a bit in Florida. New claims for unemployment compensation are down significantly. Hotel occupancy rates are up substantially, and that provides us some momentum.
Let's talk about those unemployment compensation claims first, Hank. Now, if the claims for unemployment compensation are down, why is the overall percentage still as high as it has been?
Well, the economy still is fairly weak. At least it's moving in the right direction is where the new claims come in, Tom. And now that they're well below 20,000 per week on a four-week moving average basis, that suggests that maybe we're going to see a little bit of bump in hiring over the next few months.
So in Central Florida here, as we move away from the summer tourist season and into the fall and into the winter tourist season, such as it is, you're predicting that maybe we'll see an uptick in employment.
Yeah, we could definitely see that. Many of the indicators for unemployment compensation across the Central Florida counties have improved significantly over the last 6 months. And we also have a substantial reduction in gasoline prices, which tends to have a significant impact here in Central Florida.
Gas has gone down considerably. It was almost $4 earlier in the summer, and now it's down, inching close to $3.
Yeah, and that's very beneficial to households, of course. And it's also equivalent to about a tax cut worth 1 percentage point in gross domestic products. So that will help offset some of the very negative news from the national economy.
And historically, of course, lower prices at the pump translate to a boost in tourism from in-state and other driving distance visitors.
Yeah, it will do that. And our hotel occupancy rates were up significantly this summer, and revenue for the rental rates was up. And the combination of those things is called revenue per occupied room, or RevPAR. And those statistics were up substantially in Florida this summer and significantly here in Central Florida. There's pent-up demand caused by the previous recession. The economy, as bad as it is, at least we're in a recovery. We're not losing jobs anymore. And so we had a good summer tourist season.
And so your forecast is for a better winter season as well. How much do you think Disney's new Avatar exhibit will contribute to tourism going forward? Is this on a par with Universal's Harry Potter rollout, or is this just a cool new attraction at Disney? I mean, will it give us a boost in visitor numbers?
It'll certainly boost us, Tom. It's a very substantial capital investment. It probably won't have the same effect as Harry Potter, but it will have a significant effect. History tells us that when we get big investments in these kinds of things, we generally get an increase in the volume of tourism, and it's a stair-step upward effect. It's not a one-time effect. So that tends to be very beneficial.
Now, going back for a moment to those new unemployment claims figures, as you say, things are looking a little better for Orange County and much of Central Florida, but not so much for Brevard.
Yeah, the Brevard new claims data are higher than the claims for Orange County, and Orange County is considerably larger. And so it reflects the contraction in the space industry. It's really hurting Brevard's economy. This past month was a little better in Brevard, but a little better compared to what is the problem.
And what we're seeing there, of course, is the impact of those job losses at KSC.
Absolutely, is what it's reflecting, and the consequential effects on the economy from the downward multiplier effects of losing so many high-paid jobs.